There was not one man anywhere who crossed the picket line. And later on, after 2 or 3 days, picket lines were just not needed. Even though we did maintain them, they were not required to keep anybody out. Earlier, I had said that in 42 and 43, they were hesitant. Sympathies were there, but they were not there to join. Then in 44 and 45, the upstairs gained more. And once they were convinced that the organization was there to protect them and it's strong enough, then they joined in masses. Not a single man would be left out. In the East Indian community, there's a tradition that whenever you have some common cause, then you must do everything to strengthen it. And you should not try to look for personal gain from any such community endeavor. Based upon it, during the strike days, there were many families who had difficult times. And I remember, in spite of everything through the 40-day strike, there was not even one East Indian who would come to the union for any sort of relief or any sort of aid. They would help each other or they would borrow. Add to that, not one East Indian went to cross picket lines. For the first time, time and a half for overtime, 15 days holidays with pay, and then the seniority rights.